CliffCentral.com.
All right, here's George Meany. Look at him. There's another great guy. Hello, George.
Hello, Gareth. Hello, Sophia. Oh,
a bit soft. Mike. Yeah.
There we go. That was dumb.
No. Don't panic, George. I had so many technical difficulties yesterday. So George was in the comments last week, even though he wasn't back at work and we couldn't do without him. And now he's back in person for this week's edition of the Auto Trader spot here on CliffCentral.com, wrapping up our Friday, making a really great end to the week. So, George, what's been happening and how was your holiday? Did you have a break? Did you have time off besides just being at home?
Stayed in Johannesburg. Haven't done that in a while. Cool. The funny thing is, you know, when just after Christmas, I was sitting outside and it was eerily silent.
Yeah.
Usually there's cars driving around and you can hear noise and people are, you know, it's just that buzz was gone. And it was quite weird. It was actually quite eerie. That sound was gone, that you don't really notice until it's gone.
You're not used to that in Joburg, that's for sure.
No. But other than that, went down to visit my mother for a couple of days, but that was about it. Other than that, spent the whole time in Johannesburg. Could only really switch off after Christmas. You know, the business still tugs on you until Christmas because we're an online platform, so we don't close.
There are no holidays. Yeah. You got to get on with it. So, Borg, what's been happening in the world of cars over the last few months?
Well, I mean, besides the stuff I'm going to bring you now, the one reality is that secondhand car prices they were falling towards the end of last year, mm-hmm. and they're continuing to fall. Not a landslide, but they are falling. At the end of last year, if you remember, I said, if you want to sell your car, now is the time.
Really?
And it's still now is the time, but it's becoming more and more difficult to get the prices as a consumer that you want for your car if you sell it, because everybody's under financial pressure, interest rates are rising, people are holding onto their cars longer, dealers are taking longer to sell cars. So that whole machine has just slowed down a little bit. Now, it's not binary. Don't think that the whole industry has stopped. It's not the case.
Sure.
But it's just slowed down a little bit.
All right. So, I mean, if secondhand car prices are coming down, that's very good news for people who need to buy cars. But also with electricity being as patchy as it is at the moment, has that had an effect on electric cars, especially here in South Africa, obviously, where we were dealing with load shedding every day?
I don't think there are enough electric cars in the market to answer that question. Okay. But it hasn't affected me. And I suppose the one reason is I've got solar in the house. But even if I didn't have solar in the house, I don't drive enough every single day to have to charge my car for more than about 2 hours. So we're into 4 to 6 hours of load shedding. It once or twice it has been inconvenient. I've woken up in the morning, I've forgotten to plug my car in. That was my mistake. And I've had to go down to a DC fast charger. So there are alternatives, even if you get stuck with power outages.
All right. Well, I know you're a big electric car fan, but I just thought we'd drop that in there in case there are people thinking about it. You know, maybe someone's thinking about getting an electric car for the first time. This may not be something that is that sensible if you have uninterrupted. I mean, if you have interrupted power the whole time, right?
Well, I mean, it's a reality, Gareth, and I don't want to, just because I'm an electric car fan and I love electric cars doesn't mean that there's no realities. Last night, load shedding was supposed to end in my area at 6:30. Now, when you've got solar, like I believe you have now, you know, load shedding doesn't affect you except when you want to use big ticket items like electric stove or, right. Etc. But at 6:30, as the power came back on, I was outside and the street lights came back on. Mm-hmm. Street lights went off within 20 seconds, and a substation exploded.
Oh, that is so frustrating.
And then I read a tweet that I don't know if it's City of Joburg or municipalities in general have spent 200 million rand on replacing substations.
Jeez.
And I can only imagine it's this on-off story.
It must be, because it can't be good for the substations to constantly find themselves being switched on and off. They're meant to be operating all the time on full power, right?
Exactly. So, you know, on the chat group where I live, the people along the boundary that could see the substation says, there's smoke coming out of the substation. Now you got to worry, like, is this going to explode and, you know, burn my house down? So there's secondary problems that this load shedding is causing besides the, you know, geysers geysers failing or electronics being messed up in houses. Insurance companies must be having a horrible time.
Yeah, unforeseen consequences. Mm-hmm. All right, what's happening? What do you got to tell us this morning?
Yeah, so I thought I would bring the first kind of question for the year, which is, why is a car called a car?
It's funny you should even mention that, because I often watch American TV and American news, and there are lots of people in America who still say automobile.
Yeah, automobile. I mean, I didn't dig into why the word automobile exists, but I dug into the reason the word car exists. Uh-huh. And the origins of the word car actually date back to the 1300s.
Wow. They didn't have cars. Didn't have cars then.
No, they didn't. And it comes from the word carros or carum, which means a wagon with two wheels.
Okay.
And then it was later on extended to define anything that could carry passengers. So, you know, you've probably heard of a lift being called a car.
Yes.
Or other things being called a car. It also comes from an old English word called cart, K-A-R-T.
Okay.
Now there's no defined connection between the word car and cart, but there are some assumptions that there is some close connection. And the word car was only used for the first time to describe an automobile, as you put it, in 1896.
Well, I'm just thinking now, like cable car is a good example too, because it's a little, it's a little kind of capsule that is pulled up by a cable, and the actual capsule is called a car. So it makes sense that this was something that had origins long before the four-wheeled automobile.
Exactly. So the word car doesn't necessarily come from a four-wheeled piece of metal with an engine in it. It actually comes from the 1300s. That's where the word car comes from.
Nice.
You know, if you ever thought about that piece of useless information, now you know.
I think about it all the time, George, but you've helped me to make sense of it. So thank God for that.
And then a gentleman in the Bonhams. I've never heard of this area. Bonhams in Paris. I don't know if you know where Bonhams is.
No, I'm afraid I don't. No use to you on this one.
Bonhams. Never heard of the area, but nonetheless, there is a coffee table going on auction. And this coffee table is a Ferrari engine. This Ferrari engine actually was a working Ferrari engine. But that's not the most interesting part of this coffee table. It's going on auction for $20,000. Now that's what, 350,000 Rand?
I thought that solar would make me popular, but if I had a coffee table with a Ferrari engine on it, I probably would be very, very, in demand. People would want to be around me because I'd be super rich. Simpiwe, do you want a coffee table with a Ferrari engine? No, absolutely not.
Dangerous places are not only on the road. So this 77-year-old man in Pennsylvania somehow got his foot stuck on the accelerator. And when he was driving into the car wash and plowed into the side of the car wash, turned his car upside down.
Oh, my God. Oh, what a mess. What a mess.
So I went and had a look at what other incidents have occurred in car washes, and I found two. One man got out of his car. Now, you know these spinning automatic car washes with the rubber belts on them.
Yeah.
A man got out of his car and while the car wash was going, and got pinned between these rollers and died. I mean, don't get out of your car in a car wash.
Stupid, stupid, stupid. And George, I've seen a lot of videos, especially over the holidays, you know, people forward you these videos of like people who forget that the car is running, or they get out and then the car starts to roll. And I don't know if you saw, but during December, they also had terrible, terrible weather in parts of the West Coast in United States and Canada. And in Seattle, there was so much ice on the roads that you couldn't really drive on it. You know, they put chains on their tires, but a lot of those cars didn't have chains. And you actually see that the car, they reverse and then starts to slide, and it just goes whichever way the ice wants it to go and smashes into other cars. And kind of, if you're on a downhill, you're just in huge trouble there.
Yeah, you know what? Weather, especially, I've seen these ice videos where there is nothing you can do.
No.
You know, so now you got to ask yourself: do you stay in the car, or do you climb out and leave it? And I suppose that depends on whether the car's headed for a cliff. you know, because if the car's headed for a cliff, you're in trouble. Rather get out than anything.
Congo Chris says that Ferrari coffee table is a pretty useless table. You can't even put much on it. Good point. It's more of an art installation, right, George?
It's definitely an art installation. It's something that you can put in your man cave, Congo Chris.
Right, exactly. Simpiwe still doesn't like the idea of it. For some reason, you're on mute, Simpiwe. Sorry, we can't hear you. Just open that mic up there. There we go. Now you're on. Okay, you're on. Cool.
And then very finally, Gareth, I am off to the US of A, Texas next week. I'm going to go and attend the biggest automotive show in the world once a year. And it's the first time I'm going since the pandemic. So I went every year before pre-pandemic, but it's the time I'm going since the pandemic. So next week, I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet, because the time that the show is happening, it is late at night and obviously the show is closed, but I want to give everybody a feel for what the show is about. So I might just do a recorded clip.
Sure.
And be on the show. We'll see when we get there.
No, we'd love it. I mean, I'd love to see what happens at these huge automotive shows, and especially if it's in Texas, because everything's bigger in Texas. And if you could send us some material, we'll definitely put it on.
Absolutely. So I'm looking forward to that, although the jet lag is not very nice.
No.
How long is the show?
It's for 4 days. So it starts on the Thursday and then ends on the Sunday.
Congo Chris, again, in the comments, saying you should go and visit the Tesla factory, Borge.
Already done that, Congo Chris. The year before the pandemic, or the year before that, I went to go and visit the Tesla factory in Fremont.
He's already.
So would you get a Tesla if it came to South Africa?
Would I get a Tesla? I probably would, but I've driven a Tesla and I've been in Teslas. And I can honestly say some of the other vehicle manufacturers are actually building better quality cars than the Tesla. The tech in the Tesla is better, but the actual build quality of my Jaguar I-Pace, as an example, I think it's of better build quality than the Tesla, not just because I drive it.
No, I don't believe you. You're very subjective, George. We can't take you seriously on this front. All right.
Exactly.
I love it. Listen, guys, have an awesome weekend. By the way, just before we go, we've got an amazing pair of guests coming to join us on Monday. Take a look at this. This is exclusives, Judith Sepuma and Lebo M., both of whom are just the most amazing and talented people. They'll be on the show because they're going to be doing a concert in Dubai, which I'm very excited to talk to them about. Yes. We spoke about it with Hans Zimmer, the famous composer of like countless movie scores. And, you know, he's regarded as being one of the most brilliant and prolific musicians of his time and composers of his time. So we're going to speak to Judith Sepuma and Lebo M on Monday. Don't miss it at 7:15 a.m. Make sure you've put that in the diary too. Awesome stuff. All right. Thank you, Borge. We'll check you on Friday next week from Texas. And we look forward to that. And Simpiwe, we'll see you on Monday, 6 a.m. bright and early. Be good, everybody. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye. CliffCentral.com.